All right, then we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday on page 134, four lines down from the top. Two words in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lakach. I sent out today's pages on the WhatsApp group also, so hopefully you don't have to see if you have that. So remember again, the Ramchal has been focusing on the idea that man is inherently covet. Man is inherently heavy and averse to movement, simply because at his core he is Adama. At his core he is earth. At his core, ultimately, he's immovable. He's stationary, stagnant, and remains in place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lakach, so 134, four lines down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lakach as Netiya Sa'afar, Shekayem Es Beteva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Netiya of Afar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this predisposition or this proclivity or this inherent identity of earth, Shekayem Es Beteva, that is part of our nature, V'chilik Mashma'uti Me'aishu Shelanu, and something that is integral to our identity. Zeh She'anachnu Afar Min Ha'adama. So that we are part of the earth. So we'll say, again, this is an interesting yisod. So I just want to point out that this is not all negative in nature. We'll see that there are certain positive things that come out from being like the Adama, that there's certain consistency and there's certain stability that comes out from being Adama-like. But of course, for our purposes, this notion of being like Adama represents an aversion to change. He goes on, Lorotzim hisrakpus, his hair pacht kus, oavim menucha, oavim shalva, oavim nachas. So this is going to be a fascinating insight because it's going to help to explain many aspects of human behavior. So if you notice again, we like to rest, we like tranquility, we like things to be calm. Why is that? Yesh pisochinu netia lestatiut. Statute, right? Stasis, right, exactly. Meaning, we like things to remain as is. This is amazing. Yesh pesoch adam netia kazos. There's within man this type of netia. Ha adam lamashal. So listen to this. Ha adam lamashal. Lokach ohev shinuyim. This, of course, is a dramatic understatement. People don't like change. Omrim. You know, on one hand, people say that people like change in life, right? But people usually say that about other people. They don't usually say it about themselves. So on one hand, people say that people like change. On the other hand, change is difficult for most. It's not easy to make changes. Adam harbe pamim nimna mishinuyim. People often avoid change, personal change, at all cost. Ki hu isragel kvar lemashav kavua vashinu misubachlo. Because we get into a habit, we get into a routine, and change is exceptionally difficult. The lashna misubach, change is exceptionally difficult, complicated. Shinu izem misubach. Adam yodea besoch tocho shimu yochol lahasig mashu beminuyim ma'amatz hum ma'adif lahasig osu bepachos ma'amatz. A person knows that ultimately, again, if he's able to attain one thing with an incredible amount of effort, perhaps he should settle for something else that requires more minimal effort. Lama ki ma'amatz zedoresh hashko harbe avoda. Because we'll say sometimes to accomplish the things we know we need to accomplish requires an incredible amount of effort. Hashinui doresh harbe hismodidus. Change often requires an incredible amount of self-sacrifice and involvement. And the truth is, at the end of the day, I'd rather settle for something less if it requires a bit less work. So this is an incredible, incredible yisod. So we wonder, we see it all the time. We see it with ourselves and we see it with others, an incredible aversion to change. So where does that aversion to change come from? That comes from the Adama component of man. I am Adama. Adama doesn't change. Adama remains in place. Adama is stagnant. And therefore, by definition, that's part of who and what I am. This is an incredible idea. So what Ramchal is saying is that this aversion to change, which I will say, you know, is true in all areas of life. This is the greatest obstacle to tshuva. There's obstacle. One of the reasons why many of us find ourselves contending with the same nisyonos, the same difficulties, year in and year out. One of the reasons why sometimes we have the inability to affect comprehensive change is because we are change averse. We are change averse. Now, often we assume that we're change averse because there's something wrong with me. So the nice validating part is that the Ramchal is saying, no, there's nothing wrong with me. In fact, this is just part of my essence. Because I am a Dhamma, I'm inherently change averse. In other words, sometimes in life, it's important to accept what the inherent limitations and realities are. So not limitations, that's the wrong word, but realities. So the reality is I'm Adama, which means that by definition, my life default is I'm change averse. That's my life default. Now, of course, you have to try to figure out how to overcome that. But sometimes it's good to know, because sometimes we know that we're change averse and we think that there's just something wrong with me. I mean, maybe I'm lazy, maybe I'm not motivated enough, maybe I'm just a difficult person. No, I'm a human being who came from the Adama, and therefore, again, it's my natural inclination to be averse to change. He goes on, Yesh pesachinu nitiya, shalal v'hismodet, ki yesh pesachinu nitiya mod chazak ativis, nitiya liyitzivus. There is this nitiya, there is this inclination within us not to struggle, not to engage, not to work too hard, right? Why? Because ultimately, again, we have this internal natiya, this internal desire ultimately to remain static, to remain constant. Lo liyos zahir, zelo tivi. So what's this now? If we go back for just a moment. So remember, to not have zahirus is not innate. Now, let me say that in better English. In other words, to be zahir is innate. We said this before. Remember, zahirus means the avoidance of the pitfalls of life, the avoidance of those things that will sideline me. So to be zahir and to be vigilant for the negative influences, for the bad things, for the things that will compromise me in life, that is tivi. That is natural. Aim besocha adam netiya tivis lios zahir. Lo lios zahir. Lahafech hu kol hazman amar lios zahir. But we spoke about this before. Zahirus is innate. Why? Because even in the animal kingdom, you have this yisod to what? To avoid danger. To avoid danger. So the animal knows how to avoid danger. I know instinctively how to avoid physical danger. Therefore, the idea ultimately of trying to avoid spiritual danger, so that's not an unnatural process. It doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean it's easy. It can be exceptionally difficult. But the avoidance of danger is inherently a natural process. Zenetia tivit, zeteva zetivi normali. This zihiros, as we mentioned many times, is natural and it's normal. Avayesh pesochenu ki netia tivis, kena kodesh baruch hu shasal b'teva shalom netia v'yishar b'makom. But there's another natural inclination that we have, and that's the natural inclination to remain in place, to remain stagnant. Lo la'asos shinuyim, not to make any changes. V'tzarech lefaneach asanati hazot. So we'll say, see something interesting? And this is just an interesting idea. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed us with a whole variety of different natural inclinations. So some of them are positive and some of them are negative. So for example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed us to go ahead and have a natural inclination to avoid danger. That's positive. I mean, it's positive on a self-preservation level, but it's also positive on a spiritual preservation level, because it's that drive, it's that zihirus that ultimately, again, focuses us on the idea that we have to avoid things that are spiritually detrimental. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also programmed us to be inherently like Adama. I mean, we are inherently Adama. Therefore, by definition, my nature is to remain in place. So there are certain natures that I have to embrace and certain natures that I have to try to escape. Top of 135. Yesh lanu koach v'safkid miyuchad. We have a unique and singular koach, energy or job and energy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa asanu afar meha adama. Simin shezechashu. Right? On one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us some afar. Now, if God made us some afar, that indicates to us what? That afar is chashuv, that afar is important. Yesh meimad kazeh b'chayim shalanu. So we'll say, see, here's what's important. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us out of afar, it can't be that afar ultimately is all bad. Right? That can't be, because Kadosh Baruch Hu only wants to set us up for success. So if he made us out of Afar, it means that there's an element of Afar that's good. But, and we'll get to that later, but for our purpose it's also important to realize that there's a dramatic part of Afar that's negative. And that dramatic part of Afar that's negative, ultimately, again, is this desire to remain in place and to remain stagnant. He goes on, the section Ruach, page 135, the section Ruach, Tenua, Shinui. Spirit or life, tenua, movement, shinui, change. Aval mitzad sheni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gam yatzar b'soch ha'afar gam ruach. But here's what's amazing. Man is not exclusively afar. Man is also ruach. Man is also spirit. Now, he's understanding, by the way, that ruach is like a lashon of wind. Of wind. So remember again, it's Vayipach Pa'ap of Ruachayim. That's how life is described. Life is described. Energy from HaKadosh Baruch was described as a Ruach. So what's the Pshat? What's Ruach? He says, Mamash Mos Ruach, HaRuach Ze Bidiyuk Hafuch Meha'afar. So amazingly enough, so Ruach is the exact opposite of Afar. How so? HaRuach Ze Mihirus Utnua Ze Shinuyim. So remember again, Ruach ultimately moves. Ruach represents movement. Ruach represents change. HaRuach mania es ha'olam. The Ruach moves the world. Maziza es ha'olam. It moves the leaves on the tree. Maziza es ha'anonim. It moves the clouds. Okeres vishoveres. Ruach has the ability to uproot. Ruach has the ability to break. HaRuach yotzeres kol ha-dynamika. Right? So a Ruach creates a whole other dynamic on its own. Ruach lo omedes b'makom shni achos. Ruach never stands in one place for more than a moment. Zehamon ziramim vegalim. The Ruach itself, remember, creates flows. The Ruach itself creates waves. Yotzei. So we'll say, so now you understand what this will stop for today. But listen to this dramatic statement. Yotzei shebesoch ha-adam. So we'll say, if you ever wonder why we're so incredibly complicated, right? I mean human beings in general, so the Ramchal is going to spell it out right now. It's because we are comprised of two dramatically different forces. So on one hand, again, we have a static force. That's the afar that compels us to remain in place and not move. V'yesh b'socho netia l'shinuyim uzerima. And we also have within us a desire, a netia, a proclivity to change and to flow. So I want to say, isn't this dramatically amazing? So man is comprised of these two polar opposite forces. On one hand, again, the afar, the adama, which tells me, stay in place, don't change, don't evolve. You're not capable of change. You are what you are and accept it. And Ruach, which is constantly blowing, moving, affecting change in the world around me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us based on these two dramatically, seemingly opposite components that are supposed to create the totality of man. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Tzashom on the last paragraph on 135 of Afrios HaChomrios tomorrow. Shkoyach.